Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 225 for October 25th, 2009. Welcome aboard. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. Strap those headphones in. We've got a good show coming up for you here. And the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is It's Your Favorite from 181st Songs, and the artist is Jimmy Wallstein. And you can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. Hey, thank you for stopping by and listening to the show. I really appreciate it. And if you're a subscriber, thank you for subscribing to the show. You can always find out more information and all the archives on the website at www.hometravelagent.net. Well, we just got back from Las Vegas this week, had a great trip out there, and we're going to talk more about that coming up on the co-hosted segment of the show. But it's good to be back home, and it's good to be, not having to worry about catching up with airplanes. That's a good thing. And, one more thing about the website. You can find all the old shows on the website, or at least most of them. And just by going over to hometravelagent.net, you can see where you can click on the archive tab, and you can go back and pick up shows back to about 2006, I believe. I think I have them all in there for 2000, maybe not. I'm going to have to look. I'm not sure how far back I've gotten them so far. But anyhow, you can get some of the shows, some of the archives there on the website, so you might want to check that out. And we do have a sponsor here, and the sponsor is GoToMeeting. And the problem is that face-to-face business meetings with clients and colleagues is always going to be important. And business travel is a hassle and is often a complete waste of money. Now, you can do just more and travel less with GoToMeeting. Now, with just a click, you can host presentations, training sessions, product demos, all right from your own desk. Now, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month, and that's for unlimited online meetings. You don't have to worry about the length of the meeting. You don't have to worry about how many meetings you have in a month. It's just $49 a month, and you can host 5 meetings or 500 meetings for one low flat rate per month. Plus, included in that is voice over IP and telephone conferencing. Now, that's included. Now, our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, and that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. And for this special offer, just go to www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts for a free trial. Check it out today. Okay, with that, we're going to go right into the co-hosted segment of the show. And, it's going to be a little bit different, folks, so listen in. Here we go. Well, hello, and welcome back, everybody. At least you haven't gone away, but Laureen and I have been missing in action here for a week, and the reason for that is that I was out at a conference, which we're going to talk a little bit about here coming up, so I won't say too much about it now, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back here talking to everybody, talking to all of you about the travel business and about traveling, and that's what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about traveling, and I want to welcome Laureen Romero back. It seems like it's been a while, but Laureen and I stay in contact, but sometimes we just don't hook up on the show when we can. So anyhow, it's good to have you back, Laureen.
Thank you, Barry. Yes, it's good to be back. And yes, the last time I was on the show, we had a little bit of a technical error. We had a special guest on, John Jones, and because we were actually recording at the same location on the telephone, we had to be in different parts of the house. The home office, because we were causing feedback from the phones. And the last time I heard your voice was when I was coming down the stairs to tell John that I had switched phones because of a dead battery and cut myself off. So hopefully that won't happen on this show, because now I don't have anybody to tell.
Nobody to surprise.
That was a little boo-boo. But, yes, I would like to introduce our guest. We have a special guest on the phone today, and his name is Barry Camp, and he is the host of a podcast and just came back from a conference that was held in Las Vegas, and it was kind of one of those little propeller head ones. I choose to go to Mac computer expos and luxury expos, and the one that our guest was on was a little geeky even for me, and it was called Blog World, so if that could give our listeners a hint to where it was going, as well as the New Media Expo, and it was two conferences that were held at the same location because the clientele going to them are often the same people. So, Barry, why don't you tell us about the conference that you went to, what your experience was, and bring back, I know you'd had a special trip while you were there, and why don't you tell us about that, too?
Sure. Well, we were out to Las Vegas, the Blog World and New Media Conference, and we basically what the conference does, it's where bloggers and podcasters kind of get together, and we have speakers, learning sessions. There's various sessions where bloggers and podcasters can go in and learn how to make money with their podcasts and blogs, and they can go in and learn how to do some of the technical details and mechanics of the whole thing and learn about WordPress and all that stuff, which I'm sure most of our listeners are, like you said, probably aren't interested in all that propeller head stuff. But we, the company that I'm part owner of, Raw Voice Incorporated, we have a, we go every year, we've been to every one of them, and we set up a booth, and we stand around and talk to people about the world of podcasting and about the networks that Raw Voice owns, which are Blueberry Network and Tech Podcast Network and Podcaster News. And we're affiliated with the ProMed Network, which is a medical network. And recently, happy to announce that we have become affiliated with Chris Christensen, who does the Amateur Traveler podcast, one of the most popular travel podcasts on the internet. We've affiliated with him and have created the Travelcast Network. So I think I mentioned that maybe in the last show, but anyhow, the Travelcast Network is where you can go and find all travel-related shows, a lot of them. Several travel-related shows are on the network now, and we're going to be growing that as we go along. So that's a travel resource if you're interested in checking it out at travelcastnetwork.com. You know, all in all, the trip to Las Vegas was very nice, and for those of you that have been listening for a while, you may know that my wife Gail has gone through breast cancer and is recovering. And her last radiation therapy was in July. So we really hadn't gone anywhere for more than a year. We've been, you know, kind of tied down to the location, tied down to where she had to go, you know, do radiation and chemotherapy. And finally, as it worked out, we were able to head to Las Vegas and get away. It was a working vacation, but we did have a lot of fun. And Gail spent time around the pool outside, getting a little bit of sunshine and enjoying the nice warm weather, and that was all just great. That was very nice, and the conference for us was, I think, a success. We will be doing a lot more in the podcasting space. But anyhow,
so this was two conferences together, a blogger and then the new media, which is podcasting. Is that right?
Yeah. What happened in the past several years, podcasting had its own conference, which was the New Media Conference, it was called, and then bloggers had their own conference too. The decision was made by the people who put these conferences on to merge them, because they're similar in a lot of ways. Most podcasts are, well, almost, I think probably all podcasts are associated with a blog, but not all bloggers podcast. Podcasting is a natural for people that blog, and it helps increase their readership, and vice versa. So it's a nice combination of the two new media art forms, and so we went out there, and what was impressive to me at the conference was not only was our booth there, but we were in good company with the likes of Healthy Choice Meals, Ford Motor Company, the U.S. military, they all blog and are heavy bloggers. Ford Motor Company is very heavy into the new media space, and they're doing a good job with it. So, you know, that was all impressive because, you know, these large organizations are, word I'm looking for, I guess they're adapting new media or adopting it, and which gives it a lot of legitimacy. And, I think the world of new media is going to do nothing but grow.
You had mentioned about Chris. And I also want to give him a special shout-out because he has been a guest on our show a number of times. In fact, I remember one of those shows, and our listeners may want to look the show up. And, Barry, if you can include a link, I remember he did a show in Barcelona recently when we had returned, and he did a really good show on it. It's like you, he has a great radio voice, and he's a very talented traveler. He is not a travel agent, but he does do shows. In fact, I will often refer some of my clients to some of his podcasts. He did one on the Hawaiian Islands once that was wonderful. He did one on Cozumel and some different sorts of places. He does a video podcast as well as an audio podcast. And as you're saying, you know, his world kind of come together, and he's very personable. And hopefully we'll be able to have him on the show again in the near future. Were there any other pretty well-known podcasters that you had the chance to either see that were there or talk with?
Well, Chris Christensen, he's very well-known in the world of podcasting because he has one of the most popular, if not the popular, travel podcast. I think he's been written up in the New York Times and Condé Nast and all over the place for his show. Also run into Victor Kiel, who is a pretty famous podcaster in the Mac world, so that ought to be familiar to you. And I know you know Victor, Laureen. So.
Yeah.
And I had an opportunity to talk a little bit with Victor. Victor and I know each other. Oh, gosh, there was Guy Kawasaki there, and I don't know if any of you follow the blogs and blog worlds, but Guy Kawasaki is a huge, very popular blogger, and he was at the show. Callie Lewis from Geek Brief TV, one of my favorite video podcasts, was there. And she actually gave a presentation and then hung around the show floor and at the experts booth for a while. So it was a lot of people in the world, podcasting world of celebrities was there. It was a good turnout.
And which is a great resource for our listeners in terms of being able to, besides listening to your show, which of course is a great resource, but to be able to familiarize themselves with some of the other podcasts that are available for them. Now, I know that you and I talked offline about this a little bit, but you and Gail did a special excursion that may be of particular interest to our listeners and maybe a resource for them as a travel agent to be able to refer their clients. What did you and Gail do?
Well, the conference ended Saturday at about 3:00, and Gail and I went back to the room and we were sitting around just kind of making plans to go to supper Saturday night. And she picked up a magazine, you know, one of the local advertising magazines, and saw an ad in there for helicopter tours. And we started talking about it, thinking about it, thought, hey, why not? Let's see if we can get a helicopter tour booked for Sunday, because we were staying over on Sunday. We flew back on Monday, so we had Sunday free. We weren't too confident that we would be able to book on such short notice a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon. But Gail called up, and sure enough, we were able to book the tour for Sunday. We're pretty excited about that because she's been to the Grand Canyon once when she was a little girl. I've never been to the Grand Canyon, and both of us have never been in a helicopter. So as I like to say, I had an opportunity to check two things off my bucket list on Sunday. The tour itself was kind of interesting. We really didn't know what to expect. We thought that we would just be picked up, and they picked us up at the hotel. We thought they would pick us up, and we knew that the helicopter held 7 people, including the pilot, so we figured we may be with 2 other couples. And that's kind of what we were thinking it was, that 6 people would get into the helicopter with the pilot and off we would go into the Grand Canyon. But when we got to the helicopter flight base operation, FBO, there were many, many helicopters there and the whole room was full of people. The tour consisted of, I think, 6 or 7 total helicopters. which is a real surprise. You know, I wasn't expecting to leave out in a fleet of helicopters, which was really kind of neat. Once we took off, we were taking off in a line with a bunch of helicopters. The pilot, you know, of course you wear headsets when you're in the helicopter because of the noise of the rotor blades, and that way you can hear other people talk. But the helicopter pilot, he had music, that playlist on a little iPod device that he had programmed and put into the headphones. So now we're flying out of Las Vegas, going along the skyline there of Las Vegas, down the strip, six or seven helicopters in a row with this music playing. And, you know, I kind of felt like I was in a MASH movie.
Mm.
It was a unique experience. Then we flew out over Lake Mead, and at that point, the helicopters had put some distance in between each of the different helicopters, so that we were quite a ways apart at that point. But we flew over Lake Mead, and what was interesting about that was the Hoover Dam, and the traffic was backed up to drive over the top of Hoover Dam, but the pilot pointed out that there's a bridge being built, and you could see this bridge as it was being constructed over the canyon near Hoover Dam, and that bridge is going to take the place of driving across Hoover Dam, so it won't be long before you will not be able to drive across Hoover Dam. So if you have clients going out there and they have an interest in doing that, they better get out there and do it soon, because the top of Hoover Dam is going to be closed to traffic, and the traffic will be routed across this new bridge. But anyhow, that was quite a sight to view. And then we proceeded on out over Lake Mead, which goes on for miles, part of the Colorado River system. And then finally we came up over some mountains, and there's the Grand Canyon. And what happened was the helicopter went down into the canyon, and there was a landing spot there with picnic tables. So we had five or six helicopters on a landing pad in the Grand Canyon. We all stopped and got out and had some champagne and some fruit baskets and a little picnic down in the Grand Canyon, which is way cool. And of course, you can imagine the scenery as you're doing this. And the sun is going down. This was late in the afternoon, so the sunshine was at a point where the colors were just spectacular. And I have to tell you, this is one of the best things that I've ever done, is take this helicopter trip into the Grand Canyon. So I would highly recommend it to clients, anybody that's going out there. And then when we came back at into the sunset, flew back west to Las Vegas, and then the sun went down about 6 o'clock, and we got into Las Vegas a little bit after the sunset. It was dark, and as we flew along the strip, all the lights were on, and that was a spectacular sight, too. And it was also pretty cool to watch six or seven helicopters go down the strip and eventually get back to the flight base operations and make a landing. But all in all, that was a tremendous experience. Now, it's a little expensive. I think we paid about $450 a person somewhere in there. It was a little different than that with the taxes and all that, some of the other fees. But, you know, it was an experience that, you know, is very much worth it. The value of that experience is great. So I would highly recommend it. The company is Maverick Helicopters, and I'll put a link to their website in my show notes. I'm sure that if you have clients that are going out to Las Vegas, I am almost sure that they would work with travel agents and give you a commission. And an interesting thing that you'll find on their website, too, is if you have clients that are going out to Las Vegas for a wedding, you can book a helicopter wedding for your clients. They'll actually take you up in the helicopter, I think over the Grand Canyon, and you can get married in a helicopter traveling through the Grand Canyon. So that would be a very memorable wedding event. So interesting thing to do. Highly recommend it. And if you have clients that are Las Vegas-type people heading out there a lot, boy, certainly talk that one up. I sure did enjoy it.
Wow, that's great to know. I also have not once seen the Grand Canyon or two been on a helicopter ride. But in terms of a travel resource for for the agent, other places that are wonderful to be able to book helicopter rides are Alaska. I booked two clients in Juneau to be on an Alaska helicopter ride. They took them up to the glaciers and took them to see the husky puppies. That was the big deal. And also on Hawaii, that's another great place to be able to do this. So I know that Las Vegas, it's absolutely beautiful. When I was at the Luxury Expo a couple years ago, some of the agents had gotten together and went, and they said the lights were phenomenal. So you were able to see the lights on the strip, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously we could see them as we're quite a ways out, and Las Vegas is a good, very good sized metropolitan area, and you can tell that at night when you're up in the air in a helicopter, and you come over the mountains, and all of a sudden here is this huge metropolitan area. It's quite a sight to behold. And then when you get down towards the Strip, you know, you're flying by New York, and Paris, and one of the more spectacular buildings that you'll fly by is the Stratosphere, which is the Space Needle type building, and that's the tallest building west of the Mississippi. And you fly right by that thing, and of course it's all at night, everything's all lit up. You can imagine what Las Vegas looks like if you haven't seen it by the air. It may be hard to imagine, but it's all spectacular.
Well, you know, another thought, in case some of the listeners would like to experience this, as a reminder that the Luxury Expo is going to be held in Las Vegas from December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If anybody is interested, you can go to luxuryexpo.com, and they do have a reduced registration fee until November 21st. And I apologize, Barry, it just occurred to me that we've not been promoting this expo. But the registration fee for the expo is only $65 until November 21st, and then it goes up to $95. So as another option to be able to add on to your package is to be able to do the Maverick helicopter rides so that people can experience that too. This is wonderful. So it sounds like you had a great time. And you and Gail really got something out of it and would be able to refer this to clients the next time that they go to Las Vegas.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we had our own pent-up travel demand here since we haven't been able to travel for more than a year. So we thought, well, we're going to treat ourselves, and we might as well do it. And we did, and I tell you, it was well worth it.
Well, thank you, Barry. We hope to have you back on the show for a future episode. Would you be open to coming back?
Sure.
Sorry, I couldn't resist on that one. You can edit that out if you'd like. Barry, if the listeners would like to get a hold of you, what's a good email address for them to email you at?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued@mac.com.
Yeah, and thank you very much for interviewing me, Laureen, and I look forward to coming back on the show. And just as an aside here, you know, I may not seem to be as enthusiastic or as sharp maybe as sometimes I am or am not, but you know, I'm still recovering from that three-hour time difference.
Yes, it was kind of nice. We were in the same time zone, but we didn't get to see one another, which is really too bad.
Yeah,
in fact, I had emailed you going, wow, I just had a Friday evening where I wasn't preparing for a podcast. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, and I emailed you back, and I said, you know, I'm going through podcast and Laureen withdrawal. So
this is a nice pattern we have, and it will be good to do this again soon. Thank you, Barry. This was great, and thanks for the Maverick helicopter resource. That's good for us to know.
Great, and thank you, Laureen. We'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you, Laureen, for the co-hosted segment, and I want to wish you the best as you get ready to travel to Europe and take a riverboat cruise on the Danube. You know, that's got to be a lot of fun. That's a great trip, and I look forward to hearing about it when you return. I do have a couple of news items here today. And the first news item is from ABC News at go.com. And I'll have a link to this in the show notes. But the news item is America's 11 spookiest Halloween destinations. You know, I wonder why they didn't do 13, the unlucky number. Well, anyhow, they have 11 spookiest Halloween destinations. And I'll give you a couple here. And the first is entitled Be Frightened in Jail. And it's about Boston's Liberty Hotel. It's a spooky spot all year long, and was the home of the infamous Charles Street Jail. And this is where some of the most ruthless, high-profile criminals in America walked down these halls. And it's a hotel now, but the hotel maintained, it was recently remodeled, and the hotel maintained several of the cells within the building. So on Halloween night, you can be entertained by a Halloween night party called Nightmare on Charles Street, and it's supposed to leave the guests terrified and elated. So you might want to check that one out if you're in the Boston area or traveling there. Another place is Scary River Town, Alton, Illinois. Alton, Illinois. And that's on the Mississippi River, about 30 minutes from St. Louis. And the scary spot is because there's a location near town where more than 10,000 Confederate prisoners were brought during the Civil War. And they were held in the Alton Federal Military Prison. And many of those people died during a smallpox outbreak. And their bodies, they were just left out in the woods. And their ghosts now supposedly haunt an area around Hop Hollow Road. So if you're in the Alton, Illinois area, you may want to stop by there on Halloween night and see if you can meet up with a few ghosts. Well, those are just a couple of the places, two out of the 11, mentioned in this article. If you want to learn more about the spookiest Halloween destinations, go over to the show notes and click on the link to America's 11 Spookiest Halloween Destinations. Now, the second news item is something that I would imagine that you didn't even know about, even in the travel business. And I didn't know about it and just came across this as I was doing some research. And this happened back in September, and I still haven't seen anything about it. But the U.S. Senate passed the Travel Promotion Act. And this comes from a story on Jaunted.com, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. You know, and this all sounds good. Travel Promotion Act. You know, this sounds pretty good for people in the travel business, right? Well, you know, typical of Congress, they put good names on sometimes bad legislation. So what this is, it's a $10 tax. Imagine that, Congress passing a tax. It's a $10 tax, and it's on foreign travelers, those travelers who do not have to obtain a visa to get into the United States. So it's going to affect people from Great Britain, the European Union, Australia, and they're going to have to pay a $10 tax to get into the United States. And what that tax is going to be used for, and this bill is sponsored by none other than Las Vegas's senators, or Nevada's senators, I should say, and it's going to be used primarily to promote Las Vegas, and it promotes Vegas-style tourism. So what's wrong with the rest of tourism? Anyhow, the upshot of this is that the European Union, Great Britain, and Australia are threatening to retaliate, so we may, as travelers to those countries, we may end up paying a tax ourselves when we want to go there. You know, this is not all it's cracked up to be, I would say. Okay, with that, I'm going to close the show. We'll be back next week, and we've already recorded a session with Lorraine since she's going to be gone, so it's in the can, at least Lorraine's segment, and we will be back with that next week. And I look forward to being back with all of you, and I hope you have safe travels if you're traveling, and stay healthy, stay away from the flu bug for sure. So take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.